part, ready to dive into something you might not expect. Vacuum pumps.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking. Not exactly the most thrilling topic.
Right.
But trust me on this one. It's way more important than you think, especially when it comes to HVAC or refrigeration systems.
Absolutely.
We've got a whole bunch of videos here from this seasoned technician, and let me tell you, they are jam-packed with insights that honestly could save you a ton of headaches and probably some money, too, down the road.
Yeah, you got it.
So
it's kind of like building a house you wouldn't skimp on the foundation, right?
Right.
A proper vacuum is like the foundation for a well-functioning system.
Okay.
An efficient system, a safe system.
That's a great analogy.
For HVAC and refrigeration.
So let's start with the basics. The first video dives into setting up a single-hose vacuum pump. What are we working with here?
So you've got the pump itself, of course.
Right.
Along with some key players.
Uh-huh.
You got a micron gauge. You got a vacuum-rated hose.
Okay.
And a valve core removal tool.
Yeah.
The video really walks us through connecting everything, making sure all the connections are airtight.
Right. So far, so good. But then he mentions this thing called gas ballast valve. I'll be honest, I've never even heard of that before.
Right.
What's the deal with that?
The gas ballast valve.
Okay.
The unsung hero of vacuum pump maintenance.
Uh-huh.
This plays a crucial role in keeping your pump oil clean.
Hold on. Clean oil. Why does that even matter?
It matters a lot.
Okay.
The vacuum pump's job is to suck out all the air and moisture from a system.
Okay.
But in doing so, it can also draw in contaminants that end up in the oil.
Oh.
Think of it like a car engine. If you don't change the oil and it gets all gunked up,
right.
Eventually that engine fails.
Yeah.
Same principle here. The gas ballast valve helps vent those contaminants.
Okay.
Keeping your oil and your pump in tip-top shape.
So it's like a little filter for the pump.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a micron gauge earlier.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's not something I have lying around in my toolbox.
Probably not.
Break it down for me. What exactly is a micron gauge, and why is it so important in this process?
A micron gauge is basically a super precise pressure gauge.
Okay.
We're talking about measuring pressure in microns, which are ridiculously tiny units, a millionth of a meter.
Wow.
We use it to make sure we've achieved a really deep vacuum in the system. The lower the micron reading, the better the vacuum.
So we're talking about creating like a near-perfect vacuum.
As close as we can get.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, this next part blew my mind in the second video. The technician reveals that those trusty manifold gauges that I think a lot of technicians rely on can actually be misleading.
Yeah.
That's kind of unsettling, isn't it?
It can be, especially if you're not aware of how they work and their limitations.
Right.
Manifold gauges typically measure pressure close to the pump,
not
at the far end of the system where it really matters. It's like checking the temperature right next to a heater. You're not getting an accurate reading of the whole room. The micron gauge, on the other hand, is placed at the furthest point, giving us a much more reliable picture of the vacuum level throughout the entire system.
So the manifold gauge might tell you everything's fine, while the micron gauge is screaming, "Danger, Will Robinson!"
Exactly.
That's a good way to end up with a very unhappy HVAC system.
You got it.
And that's where those non-condensables you mentioned come into play.
Right.
Okay. Non-condensables, that sounds like a technical term if I ever heard one. What are those exactly, and why should we care?
They're basically gases that don't condense into a liquid at the temperatures and pressures.
Okay.
We're dealing with, in a typical HVAC system, air, nitrogen, oxygen, those are the usual suspects.
Gotcha.
And they can be real troublemakers.
Troublemakers, how?
Well, they can hang out in your system and wreak havoc.
Okay.
Think of it like having a clogged air filter in your car makes everything work harder and less efficiently.
Right.
Non-condensables increase the pressure in the system,
making
the compressor work overtime.
And ultimately reducing its lifespan, not to mention they can also lead to inefficient cooling.
So a good vacuum is about more than just removing air. It's about getting rid of these sneaky non-condensables, too.
That's right.
Now, the technician then introduces this decay test, a surprisingly simple way to make sure you've achieved a good vacuum. I love it when there's an easy DIY solution. What's the rundown on that?
It really is a game changer and super easy to do.
Okay.
You attach a Schrader valve,
turn
off the vacuum pump, and then just keep an eye on that micron gauge for a few minutes.
Okay.
You're looking for that micron level to stay nice and steady.
So if the micron level starts creeping up, that's a red flag, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
It means you've got a leak somewhere in the system.
Oh.
This simple test could save you a fortune in repairs down the road.
Wow.
It's like having X-ray vision for your system's leaks.
That's awesome.
And the best part is anyone can do it. I'm starting to see why this deep dive is so important.
Yeah.
It's not just for technicians. It's knowledge that can empower any homeowner or DIY enthusiast.
Exactly.
So we've created this perfect vacuum. We've checked for leaks. What's next?
Well, now comes the tricky part, introducing the refrigerant.
Okay.
You don't want to just open the floodgates and let the refrigerant rush in. That's a recipe for disaster.
Okay. I'm sensing a theme here. Slow and steady wins the race when it comes to vacuum pumps. Why is that? What's the danger of rushing things?
Well, imagine a sudden rush of water into a dry, empty pipe. It can cause a lot of damage.
Right.
Same principle applies here.
Okay.
Suddenly, introducing refrigerant into a system under deep vacuum can cause a pressure shock.
Pressure shock. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
What are the consequences of that?
Well, it can damage delicate components.
Okay.
Like expansion valves or even the compressor itself.
Oh, wow.
In a worst-case scenario, it could even be a safety hazard.
Wow. I never realized there were so many nuances to this seemingly simple process. So walk me through it. What's the right way to introduce refrigerant?
The key is to go slow and gradual. The technician in the video demonstrates opening the valve slowly, starting with the liquid line.
Okay.
And then carefully opening the suction line.
So it's a delicate balancing act.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's shift gears for a minute and talk about when these best practices really come into play in the real world. I imagine they're crucial when servicing or repairing existing HVAC and refrigeration systems, right?
Absolutely. Anytime you're opening a system
mm-hmm.
to replace parts or perform maintenance,
right.
you're introducing the potential for air and moisture contamination.
Okay.
That's where a proper vacuum is absolutely essential.
It's like performing surgery, you wouldn't want to operate in a dirty environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why those best practices we discussed are so important.
Right.
Clean pump, fresh oil, accurate micron measurements.
Okay.
The decay test, they all work together to ensure that you're creating a clean, dry environment before recharging the system with refrigerant.
Right.
Skipping these steps is like inviting trouble into your system.
And that trouble could translate into costly repairs down the road.
You got it.
Okay, so we've got servicing existing systems covered. What about new installations? Does a proper vacuum matter there too?
It's even more crucial in new installations.
Really?
A brand new system is full of air.
Okay.
And that air often carries moisture from manufacturing, storage,
oh.
or even the installation environment itself.
Oh, so it's not just about removing air. It's about removing that initial moisture that's already present.
Precisely.
Okay.
That's where a deep vacuum really shines. We want to pull out as much of that moisture as possible to prevent corrosion-optimized refrigerant flow. And ensure the system operates at peak efficiency from day one.
So we've talked about servicing and installations. What about those times when you need to recover refrigerant from a system as a proper vacuum? Important in that scenario, too.
Excellent question.
Yeah.
Refrigerant recovery is another area where a proper vacuum is critical. Before you can recover the refrigerant, you need to evacuate the system, which means removing as much of the refrigerant as possible, along with any air and moisture.
Oh.
This ensures that the recovered refrigerant is as pure as possible and can be safely reused or recycled.
It sounds like a proper vacuum is a fundamental step in just about every aspect of HVAC and refrigeration work.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how something that seems so mundane at first is actually so critical for the health and efficiency of these systems.
It really highlights how interconnected everything is and how seemingly small details can have a big impact on the overall performance and longevity of these systems.
Now, earlier we talked about those sneaky non-condensables and the problems they can cause.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remind me again why they're such a big deal when it comes to achieving a good vacuum?
Of course.
Yeah.
Remember, non-condensables are gases that don't condense into a liquid at the temperatures and pressures found in a typical HVAC or refrigeration system.
Right.
Things like air nitrogen and oxygen can get trapped in the system during installation, maintenance, or even through tiny leaks.
Yeah. And if they're not removed, what happens?
Well, they increase the pressure within the system, which reduces cooling efficiency.
Okay.
And puts extra stress on the compressor.
Right.
It's like trying to run a marathon with a weight vest on it. Makes the heart work much harder.
Just like a heart under constant strain, that compressor is going to wear out much faster, right?
Exactly. Over time, that added stress can lead to premature compressor failure,
right.
shortened system lifespan, and higher energy bills.
And
that's why that simple decay test we discussed is so valuable.
Yeah.
It helps verify that you've removed those troublesome non-condensables and achieved a good solid vacuum.
So we've established that a proper vacuum is crucial for all sorts of reasons. System performance, longevity, efficiency, even safety. But here's a question. How often do you think technicians out in the field actually follow all these best practices?
That's a great question, and honestly, it's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that most technicians prioritize these steps, but I'm sure there are some who might cut corners.
Right.
Due to time constraints, cost pressures, or even just complacency.
Yeah, that's a bit concerning. What can homeowners or DIRs do to make sure their systems are getting the proper care they deserve?
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay.
Ask your technician about their vacuum procedures.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they use a micron gauge and if they perform a decay test.
Right.
An informed consumer is a powerful consumer.
That's great advice. Knowledge is power. And the more we understand about these processes, the better equipped we are to advocate for our own systems.
Absolutely.
It's all about taking an active role in the maintenance and longevity of our appliances.
Exactly. These systems represent a significant investment.
Right.
And a little bit of knowledge can go a long way in protecting that investment and ensuring they operate at their best for as long as possible.
All right. So far, we've covered a ton of ground. We've gone from the seemingly mundane world of vacuum pumps to uncovering their critical role in maintaining efficient, safe, and long-lasting HVAC and refrigeration systems.
We've learned about the importance of clean oil, the potential pitfalls of relying solely on manifold gauges,
right,
the power of the simple decay test, and how crucial it is to approach the introduction of refrigerant with caution and precision.
It's amazing how much we've learned about a topic that at first glance might have seemed pretty dry.
Mm.
But as we've seen, understanding the nuances of vacuum pumps can have a huge impact on the performance and lifespan of our HVAC and refrigeration systems.
It's a testament to the fact that even in the world of HVAC and refrigeration, knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
By understanding these best practices, we can ensure our systems are receiving the care they need to operate at their best.
Now, before we wrap up, there's one more topic from the videos I want to make sure we cover, and it's a bit of a curveball.
Okay.
It has to do with that all-important vacuum pump oil. The technician recommends draining it after every single use.
Right.
That seems a bit excessive, doesn't it?
It might seem that way, but there's a solid reason behind it. Remember, vacuum pumps are designed to draw in air, and even the cleanest air contains some moisture.
Right, I remember you talking about that earlier. So even with the gas ballast valve doing its thing, some moisture is bound to sneak into the oil over time.
Exactly. And that moisture can really degrade the oil's performance. It reduces its ability to lubricate the pump and can even create corrosion inside the pump itself.
Oh, okay.
Draining the oil after each use ensures you're starting fresh every time, maximizing the pump's lifespan and efficiency.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like changing the oil in your car
regularly.
You do it to keep everything running smoothly and prevent long-term damage. But wouldn't that get expensive, constantly replacing the oil?
It's a valid concern, however. The cost of replacing oil is minimal compared to the potential cost of repairing or replacing a damaged pump. It's a small investment for significant long-term savings.
So it's a classic case of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Now, I have to admit, when we started this deep dive, I didn't expect to be so captivated by the world of vacuum pumps, but it turns out there's a lot more to them than meets the eye.
It's often the things we take for granted that have the biggest impact, and vacuum pumps are a perfect example of that. They're the unsung heroes of HVAC and refrigeration, quietly working behind the scenes to ensure our systems operate smoothly, efficiently, and safely.
Absolutely. We've learned so much today about the importance of clean oil, the limitations of manifold gauges, the power of the decay test, and the surprisingly nuanced process of introducing refrigerant. It's knowledge that can empower homeowners and DIY enthusiasts to take better care of their systems and avoid costly repairs down the road.
I couldn't agree more. It's all about being informed, asking questions, and advocating for your systems.
Well said. Now, before we sign off, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. Knowing how crucial a good vacuum is for system performance, longevity, and safety, how often do you think those providing HVAC or refrigeration services actually follow all these best practices? It's something to ponder the next time you're having your system serviced. Don't be afraid to ask questions and make sure your system is getting the care it deserves.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We've certainly uncovered a wealth of information about vacuum pumps and their vital role in the world of HVAC and refrigeration. Thanks for joining us on this fascinating journey. Until next time, stay curious and keep those systems running smoothly.